USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brittany Griner is back on U.S. soil. Her plane landed in San Antonio, Texas, early Friday morning, and she is now in a hospital being evaluated. That is procedure after an American is released from a foreign entity. A very Backstreet holiday. The Backstreet Boys Christmas special, filmed this month in Los Angeles, California, will no longer air on ABC. Allegations arose this week that band member Nick Carter raped a 17-year-old mentally challenged girl during the band's 2001 tour. Long known as the Boy in the Box, was barely 4 years old when he was found in a bassinet box in rural northeast Philadelphia in February of 1957. He was identified Thursday by Philly Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw as Joseph Augustus Zarelli. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
If you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work, then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.